can do it.
Only Love can Talk do it. Radio.
Only he can help. Only he can heal. Only he can deliver. Only he can set free. Only he can do it. 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 Only God 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 can do it. He's the only one. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Everybody touch your hands.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise him up in here today. He woke you up this morning. Holy God can do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shepherd, you got a voice that's so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
Let me see you leap of joy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here today. Hallelujah. Let's give him an amen and a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you in Radio Land and those that are here who joined us in our quest to get at least as many people as we can to tell somebody, at least one person a day, that God loves them and you love them too. And see, that's going to mean something to that one person.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And to come to underscore the fact that we love you with the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to play this selection. Hallelujah. I want you to get out of your chairs if you can. And go around and hug someone or give, at the very least give them a fist bump and tell them you love them with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
I thank you so much. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Oh, the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you, the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you now. God bless you. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the Lord.
Thank Thank you, dear God, for you and your family. Thank you, son, your children. Thank you, Father. May the good Lord protect and keep us in mind. Thank you for protecting from the evil. Hallelujah. Bring up a sign of resistance. You are the blessings of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, I kiss you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. From my heart. I can see in you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's say amen, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah.
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 Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Have your Bibles ready, your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Take it all out and be ready for when the word of God comes forth. Hallelujah. And take out your also, and ready your land, take out your communion element so you'll be ready. Hallelujah, when we have communion. Hallelujah. You may want to write down those names, the family members you want to put into the atmosphere, their names. Hallelujah. And names of people you want to stand proxy for. Hallelujah. Different ones that may have said, pray for me or I need a touch from the Lord. Keep my name on the prayer list. You don't want to forget those people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want you to join us every morning, 7 a.m. for praise and worship. In the morning, we start the day off with the Lord, and we have a fantastic time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tuesday evening is Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7. Also, that's our midweek victory service. And Sundays, we have a live service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a live service. Hallelujah. If you aren't able to join us, hallelujah, please just listen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We are glad to have you. However you're able to join us. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting ministry come in. And today is our fourth Sunday. Hallelujah. And our visiting minister today is Minister Lorraine Gamble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we ready for it? Hallelujah. We are ready anticipating the word of God. Hallelujah. After the spiritual meal, we're going to have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Sit around the table and chill with the saints of God over a free meal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda.
Yes.
Keep her in your prayers as she and her team go back and forth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To Uganda doing a mighty work there. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. First and second Sunday of the month, we have our pastor's corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. And first, second, and third Sunday, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Our children are being taught the word of God. We have to arm our children with the word. Hallelujah. We want them to have the word of God down in their heart. Hallelujah. And then on the fourth Sunday, they are able to have a presentation to the congregation, sharing with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And that's spearheaded by Elder K.B. Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that they're teaching the children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for our beautiful new building. Hallelujah, with beautiful classrooms and beautiful kitchen and beautiful edifice. And we thank God for the child care center having its own private entrance. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank God for what God has done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also thank God for our washing stations for the homeless in northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We want to be able to also minister to the homeless. So we thank God for what God is doing. Hallelujah. The first and second Sunday of the month, we also had our Potter's House Challenge.
Yes.
And we need to give the previous winner a run for money.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Don't let the third challenge be the same person won the first and second challenge. Hallelujah. And that challenge is knowing the five divisions of the Old Testament and all of the books. Hallelujah. And that is the challenge.
Exactly.
Come to service 15 minutes prior to service, and let the pastor know that you want to answer that challenge. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah! And the reward is yours. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. I feel as if I'm forgetting something, but Pastor, thank you.
We can help you out just a little
bit. Please silence your cell phones, everybody.
Yes, indeed. And we want to let you know that you, every now and then, you go to our website, RYMMI.org. That's our international ministry title, and that's what we are part of that. And want you to go there and see the mission of the church and what we plan to do and what we're doing now. And from every now and then, it will be updated by our administrative assistant in charge of IT, that Sister Pamela Curtis. Holy, so you, we look forward to you going there. And also, you know, we have a GoFundMe page. So you can go to GoFundMe.com and then put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc., and you will pull up our GoFundMe page, and it will describe what we're doing with the funds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
Him for all He's doing. And Pastor Peters, I thank you for the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you in advance for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this morning.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think the sister over here got it.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I need to ask the question. The basis of this ministry is found in
Jeremiah 18:1-6.
Pastor Peaches.
Pastor
Peaches.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
What was that?
Thank you very much.
What was that?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord. Thank you. Y'all say, why we do this? We do this because, number one, we want you to pay attention. I know that somebody here says that. Well, I'm so poor, I can't even pay attention. Oh, hallelujah. Now, one more before we go into something else. One more. The seven pillars of wisdom.
I know it.
The seven pillars of wisdom. Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right, here we go. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Have a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Have a heart integrity, honesty. Have a loving heart. Have a forgiven heart. And have a given heart.
All right.
Hallelujah. Again, a coachable, teachable spirit. A burning desire to please God and be excellent. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. A heart of integrity and honesty. A loving heart. A forgiving heart. And a giving heart. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
All
right. Yeah. I got you almost right there. All right, there's five levels of knowledge. Somebody's got that.
I know that too.
No, we're going to get somebody else today. All right, okay. Somebody else?
Yes.
There are five levels of knowledge. Okay.
All right. Bring it on.
The five levels of knowledge.
Yes.
Starts with learning knowledge.
Yes.
Stop looking at me.
Read.
That's a Franny boy. Learning knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Reveal knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Activity knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Motivated. Hold on. Stop the ball. Hold on. Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus. Hallelujah. You can do it.
You want
to give a hand? Mm-mm. No, don't
give a hand. He's not my kid. Happy,
because we're supposed to be doing
this today. Okay. Is it
something
going back? It's something again. Oh, motivator. Okay. I'm at that. Walk down here and walk back real quick. But I want you to paint. Like,
that's your cue. All
right, come back. Now you walk like on the runway.
Movement.
Modeling knowledge.
Oh, yeah, you were bonding with the draft. I should have called it. The last one is teaching knowledge. I'm studying with
her. Yeah. Now, we're going to give you A for effort. Here you go. It's important. See, y'all don't know. See, we don't come to church to have a show.
Amen.
We come to church. Amen. We come to learn.
Amen.
That's why folks, everybody got the Bible with them.
Yes.
Everybody got the composition notebook with them.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
We come to learn.
Because
if you don't learn nothing, I have not done what God has put me here to do. That's why we do this.
Amen.
But there's one other thing we're going to do right now.
Yes.
Because somebody pray for me.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you,
thank you, Lord.
But somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
They had me on their mind.
Thank you, Father.
They said, Lord, bless that heathen Earl. Bless that knucklehead. He was born in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Raised up in the church. He's acting like he ain't got no sense.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord. I'm going to tell you. They had me on their mind. Now, I know my mother prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie, I know my grandparents prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know aunts and uncles prayed for me. I know the preacher prayed for me. Well, I just know.
Somebody pray for me. Tell me all their minds. Put the time and pray for me. Yeah, yes, we did. I'm so glad they pray. So glad they pray. I'm so glad they pray.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Antonio,
depths of Mary and great and burning curses.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Joseph, David, Smith, and James.
Hallelujah.
Sarah Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the prison press. Right,
Antonio Jones, Dexter Jones, Mikey Jones, hallelujah, Nicholas Jones, Dorena Jones, Dominic Kennel, Malachi Bird, Jaheim Emanuel, Trepion Bird, hallelujah, Jeffrey, thank you, Tonya, Christopher,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Will you, my God?
Oh, bless your holy name. Oh, your bosha, oh, your bosha, oh, your bosha.
Pastor Peaches, you've done it again.
We didn't shake cakes and butter. We don't say
pop.
Please be a light. Please be a light up in here.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay, this is the first Sunday, the first full Sunday that we have a new feature.
Amen.
It's called the Youth Corner. Oh, you said the Youth Corner? Yes, the Youth Corner. Yes, indeed. So without any further ado, I'm going to play a selection. And after that selection, the next voice or voices you will hear will be that of the Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I believe the children are premature. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children to laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I stay, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter
Thank you.
your
blood.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give him a hand. Come on. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. Holy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, praise the Lord. 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 This is our debut, and we're excited all about you. But most of all, we're excited about Jesus the Christ. He is our Lord and Savior. He has blessed us to be a blessing to you. So we're going to be going with our program this afternoon. I am the director, QB Stevenson. And next to me we have
Donna Redley Murphy.
And visiting with us is
Dearest Orr.
And next we have
Malachi Desmond Murphy.
These are the Good News Youth Group. And we're excited about them. Right now, before we get started, I want you to point your hands to these children. The seed that's in them. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise and thank you for them, oh God. Because you have anointed them and appointed them to serve you, to be that bright light in the earth. As they go to school, as they walk the streets, as they're on the playground, as they're in their homes, you have anointed them to act like your children. They are precious. They are blessed. They are anointed. And we go forth in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. What's the favorite song we're going to sing? Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. With the one who can be wrong, they are weak, but he is strong.
All right.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Who loves you?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
All right.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes,
he does.
For
the Bible tells me so.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Thank you.
In our Good News Youth Club, we learn the Word of God. We learned to love him and why we should love him. And we found out that the word of God has power. So we say, what did God say? What did God say? Let's see. God said, the memory of the just is blessed. Proverbs 10 and 7. Praise the Lord. What did God say? What did God say?
When I walk in love, God is present.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
1 John 4:12.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
What did God say? What did God say?
Hallelujah.
Love must be
sincere.
Hate. Evil.
Clean.
What is good.
Then where is that found at?
Romans 2:9.
Right. What did God say? What did God say?
Hallelujah.
In all things, we are more than conquerors.
Yeah. All right.
Through him who loved us.
Where's that found at?
Romans
8:30.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's the word of God. Let's see. I think we have one more. What did God say? What did God say?
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will... be joyful in the Lord. My Savior, Habakkuk 3:18.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They are showing you and telling you to learn the word of God. That's good. But you got to know where it lives. Where is the address? So as you read the word of God in your memory and in your time of meditation, remember where it's found in the word of God. Because you want to go up to somebody and be witnessing to them and say, it's in the Bible. They go, where? I go, So learn where the word is found. Let's see. I think we have a little more knowledge that we can share with them. Let's see. These five fingers mean something. What do they mean? Five levels
of knowledge.
Okay, first one.
Learned knowledge.
Revealed knowledge.
Yes. Great.
Activity knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Modern knowledge.
And the last one is?
Teaching knowledge.
And these are the what?
About us, we share. So my young people are going to come around and give you the five levels of knowledge. Everybody wants to answer. Praise the Lord. Let's give them a hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Very quickly. Give everybody one the side of the room.
Remember that. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I almost took my breath away. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you,
Jesus. Hey, Mama. Hey. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Come on now. You know what? Hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost is messing with me. You understand? He's messing with me right now. And I got to do something real quick. Because, see, y'all don't understand this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody worship the Lord.
Thank you.
begin to praise y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. You need a victory in your life. Stop dancing for the Lord. Stop praising him. You need a miracle. Stop praising him. Stop worshiping him. Hallelujah. If you leave here without your victory, it ain't God's fault. Glory of us, Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to move on, but I tell you. Pastor teaches. I need you to grab my feet and hold me down. Hallelujah. Lord, let me shout out of that. Pastor teaches, what time is it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy Communion.
Lord, Lord, Jesus, Holy Communion. Hallelujah. That's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life and preserves life. Watch out now. We setting up for something here. Hallelujah. We setting up for our Holy Ghost exploding up in here. Today, y'all got to watch out now. how we examine ourselves in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the light of his word. Isaiah 53:5. First Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, you know, your body and your blood, it did a job for us. It did a work in our life. We do understand what it accomplished in our lives. And the text under there, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weaker, sicker among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shalai Donai, that means bless me, God the Lord. We're taking communion regularly because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 3:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life, for you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. So you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said, hallelujah, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. The only thing you said within you, spoke it out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper with you with sin. So we thank you for your word today, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself, glory to God. It's your word, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was Psalms 138:2. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, Mama Doki, the bunch of other folks, hallelujah. He took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, folks, we thank you, Lord, again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He broke it.
Thank you.
And declared, this is my body, which is broken for you, my dear devotion. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And every time,
we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. God, you declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the intricate system, again, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system, the nervous system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. So that it is going to change We thank you, Lord, for healing. For healing inside and out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative vehicles right now. All over the world right now. Going to about cancer dissolving. Tumors disappearing. New knees, new kidneys, new lungs. New hearts, hallelujah, new livers, oh God, gallbladders, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for healing, oh God, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. But that's the full Christian today. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood.
Yeah.
This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, bring me into remembrance that we may be justified, made worthy. We are made worthy by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, you said, we saying this, don't lay out to God. God, you say, God, you say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you and all the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall not overtake care of them. They may come knocking at your door, but they're not going to overtake you because I have seen the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord, Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a known effect, brings to nil, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22:27-28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom of sins. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to humble's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Pastor Peaches, what time is it? Well, bless thee, God. And I'm going to tell you, we are honored right now to have several ministry gifts with us today. Pastor Maxine, that's the Theodos of Essex. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder T.B. Stevenson. Hallelujah. Glad to have you. Prophet Simply, are you here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, are you here? And any other elders and ministers and evangelists in here, we thank God for your presence today. But there's one person. I've known her for quite a while. I didn't know her name. But she's been in our services from time to time, even when we were at the hotel. And she was praising the Lord with us. She was singing songs of Zion with us. She was shouting and praising the Lord and just having a good time with us. And I didn't know her name. I know her name now. But, you know, this woman is, look, I called on the phone because I didn't know her name. So I had to be remembered. And she started, I started asking her some questions. And I started, going to God.
Okay.
Yes, you got it for me. I started asking some questions, and I asked her about, like, her spiritual father, mother, lineage. And she mentioned Pastor Maxine, Pastor Lily. I said, that's that. I don't have to ask no more questions. Did I say that? Did I say that? Yeah. All right. So, I just want to validate that I did say that. And so, look here. I know the fruit don't fall far from the tree. Is that right? I know Pastor Maxine and that Pastor Peter is the Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardians of the altar, warriors of the word. So guess what? I know, glory to God, that Evangelist Lorene Gamble is a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, too. Let us give a rousing amen and hallelujah and clap for Evangelist Lorene Gamble as she comes forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah!
Without him, he was entering into every thought in my mind. You know, the Bible teaches to bring
every thought into captivity. Bring that thing in, hallelujah. Praise God, denouncing all those thoughts to bring all those vain imaginations that is mounting itself against the knowledge of who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Try to take a moment right now and reflect on it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did it get you up this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Israel ain't leaving that bed. Come on now. Hallelujah. There was an extra ooh, a push to say, come on, you can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your clothes ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. I'm going to visit with you today. Did you come expecting him?
Hallelujah.
I said, did you come expecting? Hallelujah. We set our affections on the things above. Hallelujah. We can't go wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank Dr. Bird and Pastor Keith. Hallelujah, Bird. I want to thank them for allowing me to come before the practice box. I know y'all people are the word here. Hallelujah. Because you got leaders that are leading you by the word of God. Hallelujah. And by example. Hallelujah. You know, you can, the Bible says you know them by the fruit that they bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, you can fake a good fake for a while, but after a while, the truth will come out.
Hallelujah.
The truth of who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking to everybody that might have a little bit of an identity crisis. Hallelujah. Do you know who you are?
Hallelujah.
You are hallelujah, children of the Most High God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Called by his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
An extension of him in the earth.
Yes.
His hands, his feet, his mouthpiece. Hallelujah. The authority of his word is resting, ruling in the body, in your heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That you can declare things.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
And it come to pass.
Yes.
Oh, y'all know who y'all is. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, God, that's to be on your. See, I'm not one of those preachers that you start praising God. I'm going to cut you short and say, sit on that, sit on that. No. You need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, you got to change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll never stop praising God.
Amen.
There's power in your praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's victory in your praise. Hallelujah. There's healing in your praise. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in your praise. You say, why should she talk about praise? Because they need to praise him. Hallelujah. See, he inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits the praise. Do you know what it means to inhabit? That means to live, to stay a while, huh? To linger, to be there. Hallelujah. To be present. Hallelujah. When you go in your house and you look around, there's things that testify you live there.
Amen.
If you come to my house, you look around and say, I don't live here. God is looking for a place to inhabit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He has made you to praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So much so that if we don't, the trees will clap their hands and the rocks will cry out. Because God won't get his praise if he got to get it from a rock. Imagine that. I ain't said it, the Bible said it. Imagine that. You walk out there and the rock says, take it on. Have you ever walked outside and you just saw the glory of God? You just had to say, oh, Lord, thank you for this beautiful. They're so beautiful. I didn't even know it was this beautiful. It wasn't like that in my house, but when I come outside, look at this day that I've been missing out on. Hallelujah. God's going to get his praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saint, sinner, whatever, he's going to get his praise. Hallelujah. He used who he wants to use. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at the children when they came up. Hallelujah. He's stuffing out the children for coming up to me. Hallelujah. Let them have a spotlight. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Behold the face of the Lord. Praise God. Protect the praise coming up out of the mouth of
babes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, this one over here, she got mature praise. She know what to do when she need a breakthrough.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All that could be the degree of your suffering should be the degree of your pain. You had to hold a little higher, hallelujah. If you had real bad, you got to get that pain back just a little bit more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Victory in your life.
I don't care how bad them tears are. I don't care what report the doctor gave you. Every time the feeding thought comes to your mind, just break out in the praise and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you got this. Hallelujah. And while you got it, I'm going to praise you for it. Hallelujah. 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 If you can't jump with your feet, you know, all there was a time the devil tried to hold my feet shackled. I can jump, hallelujah. I wanted to jump. I've seen people moving. Hallelujah. And I was sending myself, ooh, I wish I could do that. But guess what I could do? I was going to wave my hand. Oh, you can give him a wave off a rain. I said you can give him a wave off a rain.
That's right.
Hey, hey, not on her feet. Get it off. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know that much of the word. Hallelujah. Use the words in that. And if you keep on following after, he's going to keep training you. Hallelujah. He's going to keep teaching you. Hallelujah. He's going to keep reminding you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Lord, hear me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you under God. Amen. What can you have from him? Where can you go from him? Hallelujah. 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 Lord, in Jesus' name. This is somebody. The Lord just brought this to me. One year, I was on my living room, sitting at the living room table, and I was a little sad and a little concerned because my car had just been in an accident. My husband was driving it, and they totaled it. And at that time, I had to get to work. I had no money to buy my car, okay? Ooh, everybody said the horse is gone. The chariot had been gone. And I had a bunch of junk mail sitting on the little living room table. And I was sobbing and praying to God about it. And I began to go through the little junk mail. This is what I'm praying. And I picked up, it was like the ad in the paper. Cars for 99 cents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Henry. Come on, bro. We're getting ready to go. I'm driving up there to the car lot. Henry said, Mommy, you got money? I said, I got a dollar. This man looked at me like, what? I thought you said we were going to get a car. We're going to get a car for a dollar. I said, this paper right here said 99 cents. I said, no, we're going to go down here and see if this is a, sometimes it's $99 instead of 99 cents. I said, we're going to go and see if this was a newspaper mistake. So I went up there and talked to the man and said, is this says 99 cents? I said, is this a, you know, like a fluke, what you call a misprint?
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, no, ma'am. This is our way of giving back to the community.
Wow.
And he said, what we do is we slash the prices on the cars. And if you're in the car and we mark it down to the 99 cents, you get to, you're the first one to get to purchase it.
Hmm.
I said, oh, okay. But then I looked around. It was people that had camped overnight there. Okay. You got to be the first one to get in the car. I said, okay, no problem. So I began to walk the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I said, now, this is fair. I said, my Lord, you know what's in the heart of every man. You can reveal to me which one of these cars is going to get smashed.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. See, that one right there, a real red Mercury Tracer.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, Lord, I see that. I went over there around. It was way right in the back. Went around and looked at it. I ain't going to look at it too hard because then people got this notion that this door will get it. So I told Brian him, I said, this car right here, they're going to flash it down to 99 cents. I said, but the problem is, you got to get in line, and you got to be the first one to get that. So I need y'all to eyeball it, see how you can get to this car. Now, if the people said we can't run, we're going to have to walk. But if you see them people take off running, make sure you run.
Yeah.
It was a long line. We got in that line, and they opened up the gates. And the people flew. I was still at the gate. But my son, my daughter, and my other son was in there like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm not kidding.
Hallelujah.
And we was blowing the horn, and we was beeping the horn, and they were going around flashing different cars. We just knew we had the right car.
Uh-huh.
It took them forever to get to us. But then they flashed it down to the 99 cents. And I had the cash from the other car. And I wrote off a dealership lot.
Yes.
And these are my witnesses. It wasn't no junkie car. It was half.
Yes.
Man, God will do these things.
All right.
He'll do these things for you. I don't know why he had me. That was years ago.
Yes.
But he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, yes.
He's the same God. And guess what? That's what I like about God the most. He got no respect for person.
Amen.
He washes our faith. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. He washes your faith.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord God.
Yes.
Do you believe
him? Yes.
Do you have faith in him?
Yes.
Can you trust him? Hallelujah. Yes. Now, he ain't like other people now. Other people, they let you down.
Yes.
But the Lord is faithful.
He is truly, truly faithful.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, Jesus, I've been praying about this day for a long time, and God ain't came through yet. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
You all ever read that you can pray a mess?
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. See, this is what I found out. There's power in prayer.
Yes.
It's good to be obedient to God.
Oh, yes.
But here's the little thing, the little culprit that's going to mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's called love and forgiveness.
Yes.
Will you love your enemy?
Amen.
Will you love your Jesus, I told you, he was on the cross, stretched wide, hung high, and bare, and stripped all his clothes off. You know, he was pure, never sinned. And it mean all his stuff hanging loose up there, spit in his face, just his beard. And he said, Father, forgive them, Lord. They don't even know what they're doing. When people done wronged you, we have a tendency to hold a record.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter is what I call it.
Yes.
It teaches us that love doesn't keep a record of one's wrong.
That's right.
Now, if you remember back in 1963, on a Tuesday night, and I had on a purple jumpsuit, and I had on my Afro wig, and so-and-so broke my heart. And she had on a yellow dress and high heels. And they got together and loved me that sin. They have broke my heart. You still got that in your heart?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You do not have the love you need.
Yeah.
Now, I made that up. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. 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 Amen.
If the boogeyman got in that bed with you, you still remember about the boogeyman when he got in that bed? You still could smell the very scent. Folks, hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care if you got to do it by faith.
Yes.
You said, Lord,
amen.
I want to forgive like you said to forgive in your word.
Yes.
70 times 7, you said forgive them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's just
yes.
a fictitious number. It just means just keep forgiving.
Yes.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Let the offense go quickly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Agree with your adversary quickly. Don't let it fester. Don't let it root. Don't let it take
yes.
seed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because it's going to produce a harvest of malice, of jealousy, of strife. Of envy. And those are the fruits that are not of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Let it go. There's abuse that shattered your innocence right
yes.
there.
Yes. Yes.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Hallelujah. Call that name out loud to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And finally forgive them for that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, it takes the Lord and the anointing. To let you know you really have not let that go.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You think you let it go.
Yes.
But then something happens.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a song. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It may be somebody else doing an offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought back all of the memories.
Mm-hmm.
All of the pain.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
All of that poison.
Yes.
And you wonder, where did that come from? And he bring the memory back to you again.
Oh, yeah.
And instead
yeah.
you suppressed it.
Yeah.
You were ashamed that that happened to you. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
Somebody did that to you.
Yeah.
You was just a baby. You was just a kid, innocent.
Yeah.
And they did that to you.
Yeah.
Now when you get in relationships, you have a hard time trusting people, really trusting
mm-hmm.
people.
All right.
Hallelujah. God may send them to you.
Uh-huh.
But you push them away because
mm-hmm.
how you going to get to where you're going?
Thank
remember, Sister T was trying to go to her chair looking back at me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pause there. Somebody, you got to let it go. And Lord,
okay.
Lord, that Lord hurts you to
go.
The core. And you done suppressed that thing so many years ago that it's rooted to keep coming back up. Hallelujah, you ain't even recognize it, number, because come back in other ways. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Because I
yes.
told you, you start fellowshipping with all those other works of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You slap
yes.
people up. You're angry.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Hallelujah.
It came from that.
Mm-hmm.
It came from that.
Hallelujah.
Failure that caused you to give up. And now you ain't want to try again. Failure. So many times. Failure. And now you say, oh, what's the use? I just live like this. I can't do it no. I just can't do it. It's too hard. Now my health is different now. My age is different now.
Yeah.
I never did finish the college. I'm never going to get that job now.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get that promotion now.
Yeah.
I should have went back to school back then.
Yeah.
It'll be too hard for me to go ahead and do it now. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm just going to be there in this place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Dr. Scott, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can do all things.
Amen.
You got to bring that word back in there. You got to bring that faith back in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now what had the greatest of the greatest of the greatest ministry? And none of that stuff came to pass. I said it to God myself, Lord, look, I can talk about me. See, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Y'all can say what you want to say about me, but I know who I belong to. I know the anointing on my life. I don't have any problems. So I said to the Lord, I said, listen, Lord. I left out of high school. I said I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be a CPA. I did not become a CPA.
Uh-huh.
I dropped out of college, had a child, had a family, did this, did that. Okay. Then you saved me, Lord. You saved me. And then you call me into the ministry. You call me as an evangelist. When is that ministry, the evangelist, taking off? I've been speaking. You see the way the people treat you. You know, and you know when you've been mistreated,
yes.
you've been done wrong.
Yes.
And then people
yes.
see the anointing on your life.
Uh-huh.
They become jealous.
Yes.
They try to shut you down and knock you. When they say,
to put the muzzle on the eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're sitting there in your chair, just worshiping God. In that one place in church, back to birth, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And I just say, I just give up. What is the point? Lord, you see my works. You see what I try to do. You see my giving. You see the sacrifices. You see that all the discipline. Look where it got me. And some of you are saying that to God. Mm-hmm. I done did this. And I done did that. I done tried this, Lord. I done tried that. I don't think it's in me no more to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Failure that causes you to give up and not even try anymore. You just kind of be like, yeah, sometimes. That's what we do. We all say we gave up. But the truth is you gave up.
That's right.
Amen. We ain't going to say it. But you're doing it in your actions.
Yeah.
Because you ain't doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh,
I ain't going nowhere. I'm in one spot. I'm still moving up.
Jesus.
Where I'm going. Ain't going nowhere.
Jesus.
Oh, where am I stuff at? Look, underneath of me is a hole now. But I'm staying in that same spot.
Mm.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? For some of you, I'm here to tell you about the unction of the Holy Ghost. It ain't going to pass you by. Like he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
The cup didn't pass. He had to go to the cross.
Yeah.
Your cup ain't passing. You're going to have to do what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Now get on.
Amen.
That was me speaking. That was the Lord speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
Get on it.
Hallelujah.
And the last thing he mentioned was shattered dreams. Shattered dreams. Shattered dreams. Joseph dreamed a dream that his brothers did audience to him. Right?
Yeah.
That's the way they interpret it.
Yes.
And the father said, what you say? They're going to be bowing down to you?
Mm-hmm.
He had another dream with the sun and the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the father and the mother
mm-hmm.
bowing down to him. They said, now, boy, you know, you're loving yourself now. You really like that. Well, you know, they could interpret a dream.
Uh-huh.
They knew what the dream meant.
Uh-huh.
And guess what happened to Joseph? He shared the dream. The brothers got so angry with him and so jealous of him because God was just blessing. He had the favor of the Lord. You got the favor of the Lord upon your lives. The favor.
Yeah.
Well, that is it. God said, you got favor on your lives. So the enemy going to bring the spirit of jealousy up against you and strike you. So for Joseph, his brothers took him and put him in a cistern. They wanted to kill him, but the one brother said, no, let's not kill him.
That's right.
Because, you know, the fear of the Lord came upon him.
Uh-huh.
But they ended up selling him into slavery.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so there he was in a foreign land. Hallelujah. Many years from us, they took the coat of many colors, his robe back to his father with the little animal blood on him, said some animal must have ate him up, and that's all we got left. And his father was so grieved.
Yeah.
You know, now, I want you to think about yourself. When you get the bad news, have received bad news, and you become so grieved. And God know the truth already, but he ain't revealing it to you right now. He did not tell Joseph's father. Joseph still lives.
Uh-huh.
He did not tell. Stop your crying. Stop your grieving. I still have him. He's not dead. He's alive. He let this thing play out. Why? Because he had a plan. He knew a famine was coming.
Yeah.
But the enemy meant for your evil. God can turn it around for your good. And so Joseph was in that foreign land, and is it okay if I take this down? Because I'm just fogging my glasses up. He was in a foreign land, And God gave him favor. And he became like the next person in charge in the apostle's house, you know. But he was looking good. He was handsome, you know.
Yeah.
And the wife wanted him and whoever else she could get.
Yeah.
And she tried to tell him, you know, when those servants around, he talked all of that thing. So I can't sit against God like this. This man entrusted his being, all his stuff with me.
Yeah.
And I can't mess around with you, girl. Get off me. But he must find that leather coat back there. And she used that. Say, oh, yeah, he tried to get with me. And he leather, she was ashamed because he won. But into prison he went. They again did nothing. But serve the Lord. He was serving the Lord when he told him about the dream. So that's what gave him the dream. And that's what got him sold into slavery. He was serving the Lord when he tore away from the lady.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And now he's in prison. Mm-hmm. Favor again. He became a head in the prison. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Exactly.
So now the baker, and what was it? The baker and the cupbearer was in there. They had a dream.
Yeah.
And God gave him the interpretation of the dream.
Yeah.
He said, now when you get out, don't forget me. Man, he got out of there, forgot all about you. But I told you, why didn't God share with Joseph's father that he was still alive? It's because God had a greater plan for Joseph's life.
Right.
And he couldn't stay there amongst them.
Yeah.
He couldn't stay back there where they were.
Uh-huh.
He had to go forward.
Uh-huh.
Not looking back.
Yeah.
Why you can't just send me back home? I don't like it over here. These people are different from me. I want to go back to where I was favored and had my coat of many colors. So some of us, we get so simple-minded, we forget God got greater, bigger things.
Amen.
I can talk about me. I once had a job working for McDonald's. I had envisioned myself as being an owner-operator. This young man was under me, and he would run the front of the store and the registers and all that. And we changed up from breakfast to go to lunch. His job was, because he was opening manager, my job was, I would be over him and running the store, but we had a truck. So therefore, I couldn't be in the front to take care of the business, you know. So he, that's like every time that we've opened together before. And we switched over, very busy time, switching over. But this young man took one of the deposits at the safe that belonged to the night manager who he was beefing with, okay?
Mm.
And that cost me my job. Not said I stole, but they said it was negligence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was obsessed with Lord, then you got to justify me. You know I had nothing to do with this. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I followed all the rules and everything. That's how I got to where I was. He said, I justified you and justified you well. So I had a better plan for my life. Man, I sat there, boo. Oh, I even got my, whoa. All them jobs, you know. Look, lost home, lost vehicle, lost prestige. You know how you lose your reputation. People know you're doing good, now you ain't doing good.
Right,
you can give money, now you got to borrow money.
Uh-huh.
You checking myself out for nickel quarters and dimes.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody in the house know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Y'all still with me there.
Oh, yeah.
Good child, he gave me a job that was out of his way. I can't believe I wasted your time and prayer back then. I cannot believe.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe God to go forward.
Amen.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I know it's raggedy right now, but believe God to go forward.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know it ain't what he promised you, but believe and pray.
Yes.
Get off of that praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Remind of what he said. Hallelujah. Start walking towards it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If some of you today, now you can run towards it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. And let nothing hold you back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Philippians.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This scripture I want to give you. Hallelujah. Brother Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto the things that are before, I press.
I press
towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are seated in heavenly places with him. We are joint heirs to the kingdom. Jesus is the king.
Yes, he is.
Then what does that make you? I said you're joint heir. God said you're joint heir.
Yes.
Then what does that make you?
Hallelujah.
I mean, just imagine this. Sitting at a table at a lawyer's office, and they've called all the family in. They've called all the family in because it's time to read the will. Why are you there? Somebody say, why are you there? Because you are an heir. How did he give it to you? What was the will? Y'all people of the word, I said that at the beginning. I know you know how you got it. Hallelujah. Take hold of it. Why, it's yours. He done gave it to you. Who gonna stop you? If God be for you, who's going to be against you?
Oh, yes.
He said, it's my pleasure to give you the keys.
Yes.
The kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as thy soul. It is the Lord's will for you to have it. Hey, Rabbi, your soul. He paid a high price. From the cross, Calvary's cross.
Hallelujah.
It's yours for that.
Thank you, Lord.
It's yours.
Thank you, Lord.
It's yours.
For your boss,
it's yours. We got to get rid of some things, though.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have to say a prayer.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to join me. Hallelujah. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord,
for
all that you've done for me. You did not have to hang on that cross and die for me. But you did it. You did it. You did it.
Jesus,
for everything that you have promised in your word, Lord, I thank you. That is mine. It is your desire that I have it. But it's just one thing I got to do. I got to release
that person.
That family.
That co-worker.
That preacher.
That minister.
That child. That wayward husband, that wayward wife. I got the release of now. Lord, give me forgiveness. The gift to forgive every offense that has held me bondage and kept me from your promises. I release it right now. By faith in you, Lord God. Let me be like Joseph. The Lord caused me to forget all of my troubles. I lay it at your feet. And I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse me. Wash me in your blood. Save me all over again. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father. And restore everything that the enemy came and stole. In the name of Jesus, the Father, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
give you praise for it, Lord. Release now, Lord God. I pray upon your people. Release, Lord God, home, jobs, promotion, father, finance, wealth, health, strength, favor, favor, favor. Deliverance. Bring your own home, God, with a miracle. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cover every offense, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bring your love in, Lord God. Lord, raise up, hallelujah, the gift of love. You said above all these gifts, greatest is the love. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for love and faith operating at the same time in every gospel represented here, Lord, that they may have a power. You can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think to ask us according to the power that is working with us. Hallelujah. That is within us, Lord. You have filled us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost power. Eradicating some things right now, Lord. Deep down in the depths of our soul, Father. Uprooted right now, Lord. Clip it up, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, that's not of you, Lord. Take it up, take it up, take it up, Holy Ghost. Woo, set them free, Lord. Hey, like the woman with the issue of blood, she knew she was cured. I'm asking you to do the same here. Power, Lord. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise and honor be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Gives us the victory every time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for allowing me to come before your presence. Hallelujah. Sharing the word of God with you. Praise God. Thank you so much for the great opportunity, Dr. Bird. Pastor Bird, praise God. And I'm going to sit down because I believe the Lord is done.
On the word that has come forth.
Are you ready to move? When God says, are you ready to move? In what God has for you? And are you ready to move?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the precious word. Lord, we thank you for the signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Father, today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Your home, on your job,